Wednesday, July 24, 2019, Dakota County Board of Equalization emergency meeting for the purpose of hearing three missing protest filings.
You never use that, don't you, Kevin?
No.
It was Farmer on News last night. He was...
Okay.
He was...
It's 4:00.
He was very upset at all about prices are good and so on.
Okay. We are going to call to order the Dakota County Board of Equalization emergency meeting for Wednesday, July 24th. It is now 4:00 p.m. We will start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. John, or Joan, can you call roll, please?
Kevin?
Here.
Larry?
Yes, here.
Janet? Martin? Tony?
Here. Like to make motion to excuse Marty and Janet for today's meeting.
I'll second that.
Larry?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes. Current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for view by all citizens in attendance. We will start with emergency business. Item A. We will review property valuation protests by considering all papers relating to protest and findings and recommendations of the referee and may make the order recommended by the referee or any other order in the judgment of the Board of Equalization required by the findings of the referee or may hear additional testimony or may set aside such findings and hear the protest anew. Okay, we will start with protest number 150. It is parcel number 0972.
Oh, I didn't put the parcel.
Yep, that's it. You got it.
That's okay. It's up on the board.
Oh.
Yeah.
Kevin,
that's all right.
Kevin got it all figured out. He's looking at the board.
He doesn't need. Yeah.
Okay. So this protest from the Callaways out of Emerson. The recommendation is, so what they did is they turned in an appraisal. We had some concerns on the appraisal of surrounding USPAP, actually, because depending on who an appraiser does an appraisal for, it's not just general public information. If they did it just for the bank's not supposed to release it. And even if somehow the owner gets their hands on it, they're not supposed to release it to anybody else. And then the actual appraiser that had it could get in trouble for that. Because they only can do an appraisal for a particular client.
Whoever's paying the bill.
Yeah, whoever's footing the bill. And then that person has the rights to it. So, and generally what the Nebraska, the NRPAB does is then they tell appraisers, if the person you gave it to chooses to use it for a use other than what you did it for, you need to abstain or stay away from it. You couldn't testify to what you did. They keep them away from that so they don't get involved, well, exactly, in stuff like this, I think is the whole purpose. Because they have a different form where you can complete an appraisal for ad valorem tax purposes. And this isn't that form. He did this form, and the appraisal's incomplete. We're missing 3/4 of the pages of the appraisal. So all we saw were three comps, his summary of it, and he actually checks it as a contract sale, which a contract sale on its own disqualifies it. And then he also, he pulled two great comps that we also pulled, and then his third one was a 1900 house, an old bungalow, that sold for $39,000, so that could bring your numbers down. You know what I mean? If you stay consistent and you adjust it, it supports what our numbers are. So what we did is we're calling that appraisal insufficient. If they want to use it, we need the entire appraisal to be able to assess it. Because we have no cost, we have no other income, nothing else on it other than we know it's a contract, which makes it And the sale is between the mom sold it to the daughter, I think to the daughter. So it's a parents to daughter sale in the first place. So that disqualifies it as well. So the fact that it was a lower sale is expected when mom and dad sold it. And a contract would be expected too. They might want a lower value up front, and then they contract with the kids over X amount of years to help them out.
Sure.
So we can't do much with it, and then they gave us no other evidence other than that. I take that back. They gave us a property record card. And
it is a grandmother to a grandmother.
So, is that what it was? Okay. I knew it was parents' child was the box checked.
Granddaughter to the granddaughter.
Yeah. So it's a tough deal. On the first two comps he pulled, we actually pulled the information and put it in ourselves behind the blank page so you could see it. And then you can see what his third comp is, which is this 1900 bungalow against a ranch-style house built in 1975.
Yeah,
different deal. So we pulled our own comps for equalization and sales, and we're dead on. There's no evidence here that would
You guys did what you're supposed to do.
I mean, since they gave us an appraisal, we took more time with this one. If the taxpayer gives us something to review, we'll review it.
Sure.
Okay. So we're right on with the 81,335.
Yeah, we're right there.
Okay.
All right. So we got protest 155.
Who's it?
Sandusky.
Okay, so this sale here, now this one was one, prior year they were at $119,875. For 2019 they went up to $123,775. And that's really all they gave us. They filled this sheet out and said no improvements have been made to the property to make a valuation increase, which by itself doesn't help us. We know that because I think people get improved. On that form, it says buildings now instead of improvements, but people still get confused. And they think an improvement is, which I would do if I didn't know better, you re-roofed your house or did something, which makes sense. But that's not the case. When we talk improvements, it is just anything. If you pound two 2x4s together and set them in cement on a chunk of land, that's an improvement. You know, it has to be something built on that land, and that would qualify by the definition of improvement as an improvement. So, you know, the fact they didn't do anything to the home is fine. That doesn't mean the market didn't raise it. So they didn't give us really any evidence to go on other than they didn't want a hearing, and they went between 119 to 123. So what we looked at it just based on their comment with improvements was, you know, we pulled their record file, which they should have submitted to us, looked at their house, and it has been updated a little bit. It looks to me like
it's got one car garage, right?
Yeah, detached. It looks like it'd be a rental to me, but they've done some things to it. There's some new vinyl storm windows, a new storm door kind of deal, but it's just what you do to keep it rentable, I guess is what I would call it. So it was hard to say no improvements have ever been made on the house, but it is what it is, and we have it valued at that price for a reason. So we went out and pulled a few of our own comps, and they were a sale of $139 for a comparable comp. Then we had another sale at this one here sold for $140,000. Difference is garage is attached versus detached. Here's one that doesn't even have a basement, but the single car garage is attached.
And that one in particular got a basement?
Yeah.
Finish or unfinished?
Let me check here. What did we put on him? 936 square feet with no finish.
No finish.
Is what we have on it.
It's a nice rental house.
To me it does. Looks like it could be made into a good income generating house. And I think the lowest sale we found was one without a basement. And it was sold for, that one sold for $110,000.
Yeah, that's not out of line. I mean, it's
so we didn't know. We even pulled some equals. I guess one here looks just like it, except it has a better detached garage and it's in better condition. Just, it hadn't sold, but we pulled it for equalization because it's valued at $160,000.
Oh, yeah.
So when you compare them,
$37,000 more for.
Yeah. So we just, we couldn't find any reason to make a recommendation to lower them.
So you feel comfortable at 123,775?
Yeah, we feel comfortable supporting that number.
I think so.
Okay, that was parcel 35016.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, and then protest 156 is also Robert and Jacqueline Sandusky. They were 175,905 last year, 220,365 this year, and it's parcel 132887.
Yes, this is the place they bought out in the country. So we're actually not even caught up to this. So our number, I would say this about the protest, we're still too low. They purchased this property in April 16th of 2018 for $270,000. $270,000 they bought that acreage on for on April 16th, 2018. And we only have them at 220. And that was, acreages went up. I mean, all the people are getting out of town, it seems like, or a lot of folks are buying acreages now. But they gave 270, and they want me to assess it at 175, and I'm struggling with understanding.
Why would you overpay by $100,000?
Yeah, I mean, and they never gave us. All they said was no changes or improvements have been made to the property, and I'm thinking, well, if you spent 270, I would hope that nothing needed to be done. I would assume you're almost new, and it is a newer home, if I remember correctly.
Are the acres involved in this?
They have, their land value is 46,000, so there's probably 10 acres, I'm guessing. Let me find
that. That's part of this 220.
Yeah, that's all part of it. Yeah,
it says 10 in the legal.
We have 10 acres on the legal. Yeah, it's 46,000.
$100,000 if you thought about it, 10,000 an acre.
Acre, at 10 grand an acre.
Or 5,000, 50,000.
Yeah, because they got pretty cheap on land, 4,600.
Yeah, we only, I think five is our high on that neighborhood out there.
46,000.
We don't have enough vacant land sales to raise it. We know it's worth more, but we can prove that number with what sales we do have.
Yeah, it's right on age. It's
age, yeah.
1660 is just south of that 162nd.
Yeah, that is 162nd's right here.
Yeah, it's,
there's the highway.
I mean, it's not far off the highway. It's a nice acreage. It's relatively new.
The house is in pretty good shape.
The house still, I mean, the side and everything.
Yeah,
they didn't go overboard on the house. You don't see a lot of the stone or brick veneer and things on it. It's just a pretty good size, nice, newer home. I mean, there you go.
There's the one right on that corner.
Let me see.
Where the substation is?
Further north.
Further north.
There's the house right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so we just, we're like, well, there's not much we can do for you if...
Unless you raise it.
The best sale comp we have for the house is the house itself, and you spent 270, and we look bad at 220, but I'd take the 220 and... And run until we catch up with you out in the rural areas. But
who'd they buy that from?
Is that on our sale form here? Bottorf. Bottorf. Scott Marine.
Scott Marine Bottorf.
That's who they bought it from. It was built in, it's a little bit older than I thought. It was built in 91. I thought it would be a little closer
not
to
that
2,000.
All.
No, yeah.
Jeez, I thought it was
minus 2,000.
Yeah.
I don't see it in my house at all.
Yeah.
I wonder if they recited it then. I don't
know. Oh, because it's in really good shape. That it's a light gray. If I remember exactly, it's the light gray. It's nice. I mean, sometimes out in the country like that, you got rocks in part of your lane, and if you're mowing, you might shoot some holes in your siding with your mower, depending on what you use. So after a while, vinyl, because it's vinyl, as I recall, too. You know, you can...
Yeah.
You have to replace it sometimes after a while.
Yeah, I don't think 220 is out of line at all for that.
No, I actually like our number better than the 270 number, but it's a good thing I wasn't, paying for it.
But 175 they want, I mean, it is impossible.
That's just on the line.
Yeah, that's unrealistic.
I don't know. I don't know one that big. That an acreage with 10 acres... a 1991 nice ranch style. I can't think of one under two, really.
2335 is fine.
Yeah, I think we're pretty good on those.
That's the only three. It's just three, right?
Yeah. Okay. I think that's it.
Weird.
That was done. We did a master log and we put it back into numerical order. We had taken it out of, and we put it into the groups. And so we did the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and that's to write our letters, and that's when we noticed that three of them did not have a value, and then we couldn't find it anywhere that we'd addressed it anywhere at any of the meetings, and so
that's what happened.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't remember.
Well, just an honest mistake.
Yeah,
and it happens.
It happened.
Yeah.
I did not remember.
Okay. Well, that was our three. So I will make a motion that we accept the referee recommendation on protests 150, 155, and 156.
Second that.
Tony.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Larry.
Yes.
Okay. And with that, it is 4:17, and we are adjourned.
That's meeting like this. Call me anytime.
Yeah, 17 minutes. That's not bad.
No.
No.
Call me anytime.
I think we just set a record.
Meeting like.